Hey, what's going on? This is Ebonics Podcast. I'm Q, your producer, and we have some very special guests into this building. Right now, I'm going to introduce the very first person, and her name is...
I'm Jamila from Atlanta, from of Her Imports, the premium virgin hair retailer of Atlanta. Got the best hair in the city, y'all. Come in and see me. We're doing $50 bundles right now in the Buckhead area in Tower 200 building.
And where can they find you on Instagram?
I'm at Her Imports ATL.
Her Imports ATL. What's your heritage? All right. Moving on to my next guest, we have Mr.
This is Jonathan King, creator and founder of Currency Exchange Premium, a mindset brand of clothing. Also, I'm a realtor at J. King International, affiliated with Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what's up, man. Dope, what's your currency? What do you exchange?
What's your currency?
We have our very next guest.
That'd be me.
And you are?
My name is Cheyenne. I go by the name of Cheyenne XO. Right now, I am a former talk show host of The Map ATL. And I'm just out here trying to be great.
Hey, man, pursue your passion. That's what I'm talking about. And to those of our listeners who know him oh so well, we have next to me.
Hey, no introduction needed. Y'all know the voice. It's Seth, the CEO. You already know where you can catch me. I grind for AV12 on IG, Snapchat too. Yeah, fuck with me. We got a crazy, crazy show lined up for you today. We got some really dope, dope interviews, a lot of questions. We're going to get right on into it and start with our boy JK here. You know, he's got a really, really dope brand that he's building. And we would like to welcome him to the Ebonics Podcast. And, you know, the community, West Georgia, everywhere you go, man, you got a really, really dope following. You do really, really dope stuff. And so how does that, you know, display or portray into the business that it is that you're building today? What is it that your personality is bringing to Currency Exchange?
Well, first of all, I just appreciate y'all having me on. It's exciting to be here. But, yeah, man, the following's been good. Getting a lot of support from everybody that I rock with. And I think the support just comes from me being the type of person that I am, the love that I show. I'm getting the love right back.
Oh, yeah.
So it's exciting. And the brand is growing. Currency mm-hmm. exchange is all over the place. Even got international orders right now.
So it's super dope.
It's exciting.
Yeah, really, really. Yeah, every day you wake up, you look at that order list, you know, and yep, right? You get a bing. Man, me and Q known JK for some time now, man. Probably almost 10 years back in college days, you know. And he's always had a dope follower. Always had a dope following. Never any problems. And, you know, really, really cool guy. What's behind the name is a really good question. The Currency Exchange. What?
So outside of the obvious, currency exchange, the exchange of funds, the exchange of money, international travel, you know, going to the currency exchange and flipping some dollars for some rupees or, you know, whatever currency that you're dealing with, it's a little deeper. So when you go to another level deeper, basically, what are you willing to give up to get what you want? Mm. What's your currency?
That's dope.
Yeah,
you know that's what I'm dope. Saying? So, what you know, whatever you're looking for to get out of life, what are you willing to give up to get there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we're working 9 to 5s, we're working in entrepreneurship. It may be that you're giving up time.
Yeah,
you're giving up time away from your family, or you're sacrificing your life savings. Mm-hmm. You're sacrificing being with your kids. Sacrificing.
I was going to say
blood, sweat, and tears, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's not always going to be money. I mean, right. Back in the day, exactly. Think about, like, the barter system, things like that, facts. You know. Shoot, they didn't have money.
That's something we got away from in a capitalist society, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And we deal with only fiat currencies. We don't deal with the barter system where I got mm-hmm. goods, you give me your goods for my goods, anything like that. Mm-hmm. But we always giving up something to get what we want.
It's crazy
always,
part
it's
is, like,
sacrifice.
Yeah, and today, like, today's society, like, what... The money that we use in our wallet, you know, like, it's probably the most worthless of all time, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest joke in your pocket.
Yeah, right? Ain't no backing at all.
Ain't no back, babe.
But we killing and stealing for it. That's
right.
The thing.
Because it still means something.
If you're buying into
just,
it, then
right, mm-hmm. right. Right. It still means something. It just don't mean as much as people think it is.
Yeah, it's definitely just,
it's definitely,
just cotton and paper.
It's a flawed
together.
Character.
Yeah, right. For sure. For sure. All right, that's super dope. Super dope. Y'all fuck with it because this is up and coming. It's gonna blow up, and here we go. You know, I'm hate to be on the back end. Like, man, I wish I got one of these shirts. I'm sold out now. I should have worn a shirt. You sold out now.
That has happened.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you look like you be like, I should have worn a shirt.
as time flows, the brand will grow. We're gonna dip off in the footwear as far as custom men's footwear. Not tennis shoes.
Y'all gonna do socks? Cause yeah. I fuck with socks.
Definitely gonna do socks.
Oh yeah,
I got a sock addiction. It's for men and women.
Okay.
You know, cool. As it evolves, it'll be more and more. Mm-hmm. You know, like I want to go into professional attire, mm-hmm. not just t-shirts and streetwear.
Yeah.
So it's endless possibilities with it. I'm just gonna let it grow organically.
Mm-hmm. I just need some socks, bro. Some socks. I love
the
socks.
Name represents that too. Man. Endless possibilities.
Endless
it really do.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's
just
dope.
Just trying to give me some socks with little fuzzy balls mm-hmm. on the end.
We'll put that in action.
Socks
in action.
Super dope. Jamila, what's going on with you nowadays? This is my long, let me do a brief introduction.
Background.
This is my long, long, long time friend. This is my homie for life.
Yes.
I've known Jamila since kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Cedric was the first person I met outside of my family. On the playground. He was a little nigga in the dirt, literally kicking up dirt. He was like, what are you doing? But right. I'll hang out with you. I mean, it's harmless.
Right.
Way back in kindergarten.
Everybody kick up a little dirt sometimes.
No, I'm just gonna kicking up dirt.
So what you got going on, Jamila? It's really good to see you for sure. So
yeah,
let us know.
Well, I am the only publicly traded hair company. I got the best hair in the streets, okay? Yeah. For real. It's like
streets.
Dope. Okay?
She got a weave to the streets.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, to be publicly traded, that is huge.
Exactly.
Like, to be publicly traded, I mean, that's a direct representation of that. It has to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, you know, hair company
if
out here to
the
be
biggest.
Publicly traded.
Exactly.
That means, ladies and gentlemen, y'all can take your money, download E-Trade app.
Absolutely.
And become partial owner of the company.
Investors.
Buy some stocks.
They got currency exchange.
And
cross-marketing
definitely.
Yeah, and it's a testimony to the quality of product I have.
Absolutely.
Like, our hair lasts 2 to 3 years. It's our celebrities wear our hair. The whole cast of Love & Hip Hop has been in my hair once or twice.
Wow.
Remy Ma is on our commercial.
Hey.
She's one of our spokespeople. It's major, but
yes.
I'm trying to give back. You know, I want to put together a pop-up shop somewhere in my old neighborhood on the north side. You know, I'm doing $50 bundles. This hair normally starts at $110 for like a 12-inch bundle, and I'm giving it away for $50 up to 20 inches. Ladies, if you wear hair, you know what that means, okay? I'm giving you like $200-$300 out of my pocket is what that means, okay?
Right?
So
listen.
Come fuck with me.
That's super dope. I hear some like antennas popping up when you say that, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Some of the viewers, for sure. How can they like reach you directly, you know, to get...
Well, Instagram is really good. I answer all my DMs. I have a phone number. Reach me at 404-432-4903.
Word.
Text message, phone call,
direct.
IG, however, I'm there. I'm there from 11 to 7 in the Tower 200 building in Buckhead.
Okay.
I can't put your number in yet because I'm recording IG live. After this, I'm going to be hit.
Yeah. Word. Hit me up. I'm gonna take care of you.
So personally, like, you, I follow you on Snap,
okay.
On IG, and it be
that's
live.
A little different. That's a little different.
Yeah, it be live. You know, like, I've always known it. I've always known you be, you know, life of the party. So
yeah.
Like, people want to follow you. You
yeah.
know, on IG. You know,
yeah.
How can they follow you personally?
My personal IG is such a show off. It's such a show _ off. Actually, is the IG. Snapchat is DirtyRed8. Dirty spelled with 2 R's. But my Snap is, you know, my Snap is lit. I ain't gonna lie, okay? I keep it all the way real on the Snap. IG is more, it's a little calm. My mom can follow me on IG. She can find me on IG.
So your IG is like your Facebook.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
relax.
Yeah.
All right. So,
super dope.
All right, so next we got in the building, Miss Cheyenne XO.
What we got?
I've been rocking heavy for a long time. I met you and your homegirl, Amani.
Absolutely.
Through work.
Absolutely.
And we've been rocking ever since. And yeah, I've been always knowing you'd be a cool head. And you rocked with us early. You were our very first guest
from
the show from the beginning.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's like 27 episodes later. But I'm so glad that you're here. And I want to shout out to you because you are a networking prodigy.
Well, thank you.
You know, this girl ran her own music and artist talent show on her own, making connections with various different people through the map. And On the Record was your first show. This is your second go around. But, you know, I got news for you podcast listeners that she's going to be starting her very own podcast. Major platform. And I know that she's going to have some dope guests. But, Cheyenne, what's been going on with you?
Ooh, a whirlwind of life. I just turned 25, so a lot of life has been happening. It happened before. I think it's something when you hit 25, you just hit this milestone where it's
you
like...
You said you just turned 21.
Just, no.
25.
Yeah, you know, 21 here.
You look 20.
And look, I still drink like a champ, you know, because that's what I am. But, right, look, shout out to Melanie. But, no, I just turned 25, so a lot of things have been happening to where... I'm figuring out where I'm going to go with just not even my show. Well, with my show, because that's a part of me. But with me, myself, branding myself and expanding, being different. I always want to do a live show.
Yeah.
But learning how I can market that and be a little different and expanding my horizon. So.
Absolutely. And I've seen your snaps and your IG, you know, when you post your IG, you know, you get a lot of support. And even when you're at these platforms, you have a platform of a lot of different artists.
Oh, yeah. I love when people hit me up about their show. I'm like, hey, I got something. Even if I can't make it out,
yeah.
Like, I still try my best to, like, hit them up. Like, hey, I can't make it, but I fuck with you. Like, I just can't make it today.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even when I'm out there, like, it's always love. And I think that's what's most important. You know, just supporting local artists because they become your favorites. So...
Gotta
I like
our
being
people.
Able to be that person. I'm like, I just like you because of your music. I ain't gonna say you can kill somebody, but you can kill somebody. And I'll be like, what? That nigga's fire ass music, though. You can hear his tracks.
I'm
that person.
And your boy does music, Kato Dupree, right?
Kato Dupree.
Yeah, he got that song, Dan.
All right.
Yeah, he got a crazy
song.
What he
sing, he rap.
He do a little bit of everything.
Oh, he a little, tell you a little. Yeah, kill him up.
He got so much talent, you know. But yeah, Kato Dupree got a new single called Dance.
All right.
And we represent a team called the Cream Team. Mm-hmm. Got another brother named
Cream Team. That sounds a little
King
tense.
Elway. Gabe. You know, it's a whole squad of them.
I'm definitely
dope music. I'm gonna make sure you get out to one of the events.
You have to. I'm definitely before anything. I'm a lover of music, period. So I'm definitely a fan first. I'll come at you not like crazy fan, like I'll tell you when that shit terrible, like Brian like that. Like, once I get night, like, yeah, I didn't really like how you did that performance, so you're going to have to fix that shit. But I'm a fan of your music first, and once you get to know me and I get to know you, like, I'm like this all the time. So, if your music good, I'll come out. That shit trash? Nah.
You only come out one time.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's the
it.
First time.
Like, I'll fuck with you, like, nah.
But you gotta be honest with him. Be like,
I'm not feeling it. I'm very thorough. Like, I don't like being an asshole. But I feel like when it comes to music, you gotta be thorough.
You do.
Keep in mind, music. Some people's music ain't for everybody. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be mindful when you're being just like, I don't like it. Well, why? Because it don't sound like Maze and fucking Frankie Beverly. Like, no. Like, I just personally
Maze and Frankie Beverly.
Yeah. I'm an old school head, so like I gotta connect with music on some like real. I really fuck with your shit. Yeah, I don't care how new it is. If I really fck with it, I fck with it.
I'm gonna be honest. I think you have like a natural born talent for being a personality.
Unfortunately.
Like radio, talk show, you know, video.
Now you put me
movies.
On the spot and making me blush like you're talking about a nigga.
Like almost destined for it, you know, do really well.
Thank you.
What's your ultimate goal? Like,
wow.
What do you
want to
do?
I'm kind of struggling with that. Work makes it hard, but it makes it easier. It makes me feel like I'm supposed to do this. I'm born to do this. I want to do it. I love talking to people. I can run my mouth all day.
Yeah.
And I talked to a lady at the nail shop for 2 hours. Oh, I found out she was from, like, Washington. She's been in California. Her best friend's daughter got a body done in Florida. She's, like, 43. Like, I find out the weirdest things about people. But I thoroughly enjoy it. So yeah. My ultimate goal is to really connect with people and bring people together on a basis that's not based on what you see. Because you'll get the wrong conception all the time. And I just want to be able... I just want people to talk. Just talk. Mm-hmm. That was the whole... The basis of my show was to be able to talk to people.
Yeah,
for sure. I just need you to sit down. I don't even care.
Let everybody tell their
story. Yeah, just talk. Yeah. Just talk. I encourage people. Before I get on the stage, I need you to know who you're sitting next to. Because mm-hmm. if he a killer, I need to know what the fuck he got on.
I think that everybody could write, like, a bestseller book. If they really Absolutely. Sat down if and focus Absolutely, if they really sat down and focus. Everybody could do
I've got a because, book in me. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I don't have the diligence.
No, like, seriously. Everybody has it.
Think about how many pages that is.
If you can take, literally 5 minutes out your day. Now I record myself talking to myself all the time.
Yeah,
I have so many voice memos. If you can record or write to yourself, mm-hmm. it's the best form of therapy, A. Mm-hmm. And then you can go back and listen to it and realize, like, okay, maybe I should write this shit down.
Yeah, right. So niggas need to get back to the journals.
Man, niggas need to get back to themselves. Yes! Seriously, to the journals and to yourselves. It's important.
I definitely got a book in me, but I just don't feel like the stories are, it's not over yet.
Oh, no, it's there.
I got so much more it's to there. Tell.
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
ever watched, like, MTV Dreamin' or, like, Behind the Music and stuff?
Okay, y'all
growing up?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah,
my, sure. like, swear to God, growing up, I've always pictured myself in one of those.
Oh,
like, you know, one day, I'm going to be on that shit. I'm going to be like, yeah, you know, this is fucked up, but it's all good because I'm here now in the chair. But that's always been kind of, like, my life motivation is to be that person that tells their story and to have people relate to it. And that's why I like reading books and I like listening to people's music because it keeps you in the loop of their story and how it can relate to you.
All right. So we're about to move into the very next topic. So, and that is relationships, and cuffing season is upon us.
Oh, it is. August.
Finally.
It's August.
Y'all seen that thing where it's got, like, the scouting for this time and finals, like,
What season we
right
in?
What we're scouting.
Oh,
right now.
So, we're about transferring a little pregame, right?
So, Miss Jamila. What would you say is the issue with dating in Atlanta right now?
Hold on. First, we should ask, what's the current relationship status? I mean,
what's my current relationship
can
status?
Can you put this out here?
I'm single as fuck. What do you mean? Let me tell it. I've been single for 9 years. There's a couple motherfuckers out there who would disagree with me.
However,
you asked me to tell the story. I ain't had a real nigga in 9 years.
Yeah.
So... You know,
it's like that sometimes. Yeah,
it's hard out here to, like, find somebody who, like, is your equal. Cool. And doesn't want to take advantage of your vulnerability. Mm-hmm. In Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's hard. That's it.
You think it's a party lifestyle? Like, I mean, we're known for that. If people in Atlanta, if other countries, they know that you come to Atlanta and you fucking party. People who live in Atlanta, they party. That's what it is. I mean, it's the strip club capital.
It is. You party 7 days a week. And it's a lit party 7 days a week, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the party scene that's the problem. Because the mm-hmm. people are on the party scene, they are doing, they're doing what they're supposed to do, you know? It's mm-hmm. more so just, A, it's more women than there is men, you know, the obvious. And then B, women in Atlanta will settle for a piece of a man.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the problem.
Capital of the world.
Exactly.
Atlanta has now been transferred from the strip club capital to the sidekick capital.
Exactly. They will settle for a piece of a man. So nobody's nigga is safe.
Not one. Not one at all.
Straight up.
What's the resolution to that, though?
Good question.
I don't...
What's really... It's with the women. The women is going to be the change. You got to, like... Collect yourself, regroup. Let's think about it again. Like, all this desperation is lowering the stock of women as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, the girl who will put out so easy for Benihana. I just said this on my snap for the Benihana. Fucks it up for a bitch like me who ain't taking Benihana. I need at least the rent, baby. I need this new phone. This phone called me $800. Okay? So, I ain't going for a meal and a cheap thrill. Like, I'm not that type of broad. But you should, I feel like, because women are so easy, I definitely am going to, I'm going to be the last one to get a man. I got too much going for myself. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe we need more, like, lesbians out here in Atlanta or something like
that. I mean, there's too many women and it's not enough
guys.
Maybe
we need more lesbians.
I thought that once.
You can't say that.
And then I was put in the situation and it was like, splash, splash. And I'm like, oh, no, this is not for me.
This is not you for can't me. Say that.
I think I could. This is why I think that. Like, so all, I mean, all women kind of have had, maybe I'm wrong, that thought or maybe that natural inclination. Women can look at other women and say, hey, I think she's beautiful.
No doubt. Without a doubt.
That doesn't happen for, you know, men or guys. So, mm-hmm. I mean, why not test it out? You might actually like it.
But see, with women, it's different. With women, I feel like we can give each other compliments in it.
Right.
I just talked about this. I was like, you can, I'm very open. I'm an open book. I will give my waitress like, hey, you got a fat ass in a heartbeat.
Gay.
But I don't
that's
mean gay. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because
all
if we
women are beautiful.
No, it's not. Because if me and my
this
nigga
is true.
There,
you gotta find.
I mean, if we here,
all women.
Seriously,
yeah.
If me and you here and we on the down, like, hey yo, she got a fat ass. I admire that. Why? Because either it ain't fake and it looks nice on you, and you're pretty. Like you got a lot of shit going on right now for you. You out here. But I can say that without it being sexual. Like,
not sure you got a fat ass. You can't say that without that being sexual. That's a sexual comment.
I can say,
like, I want to grip it.
I can say
it. The first thing that comes to my head.
I can say without me wanting you. Like, I don't want you. But like, damn, you. I talk to her. So like, you got a nice body.
Yeah.
Like, we don't. When a woman, when you fall in love with a stripper, that shit is real.
I think all guys can commend that.
I have.
Because sometimes with my girl, I'd be like, I could try it, and I've tried it several times. Like, dang, look at that. Oh, no, it's still about to be
impossible. I feel like
she's coming from a
throat. I appreciate all body sizes, women, period. So if I feel like you look really nice, I'm going to tell you. Because I don't want no nigga coming at you like, yo, you got a fat ass. And you be like, oh, shit, he said I had a fat ass. Like, get your goofy ass out of here. Like, I said it too. So, like, you either believe it in yourself, or you're really good at taking compliments, or you just goofy as fuck.
Yeah. True.
It's one of three.
That's real.
If a nigga can tell you the same thing a woman can tell you, and you get hype off the man saying it, like,
versus the woman.
It's like, that's not fair. Like, you gotta accept the compliment.
It definitely means more when the man say it.
I mean,
I don't give a damn about how you feel.
No, I'm just saying, if I feel like the compliment.
Like this motherfucker. You like this, baby?
I feel like a compliment is a compliment. I feel like if you look nice, you look nice.
Because
I'll tell a man the same thing.
True.
I just think it's over-sexualized when it's with a woman. That's my personal opinion.
That's for men, though. Like, we love that.
Really?
Like, yeah. Dang, she said she got fat ass.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I instantly think of both
women. I said it in my head.
Closes off. In my head.
Just went to a whole
I said it in my head. I'll say it out loud.
That's dope. That is dope. Every man's dream.
Absolutely.
Is it though? You ever been face to face with it?
What do you mean?
Well, you mean
the situation?
In a situation where a woman's coming on to you, or you in a situation in the bedroom, never been in that position?
Oh, no, I ain't been in that position.
Never been in that position? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kissing no more. You gotta try it out.
Nah.
I heard women like it.
See, I know.
Look, I can know without a doubt it ain't me.
Like, that ain't for me. I can tell you that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I say women do it better, though.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Okay. Wow.
I thought
I always.
Because they say that they didn't know what they want.
But it's a lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie?
Yeah.
It's a lie. I've always had this pre-notion.
Better? I mean, if you got a man that gives bad head, yeah. But it's not better. I wouldn't.
I think it takes a lot to get
better. Aura of a man and the, like.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, it's different. It's definitely different. Mm. It's very feminine when it's two girls.
Well, you know, that's what they say. Well, I don't really fuck with they like that, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to shoot that anyway.
Exactly.
But that's exciting. I mean, and, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier, when you feel like women need to take responsibility for, you know, the situation of side chicks, how easy it is. Like, I mean, that's refreshing because a lot of women force point. They point to men like, you shouldn't be dating multiple women. You should have told her or,
well,
you know,
it's
whatever.
Easy. I mean, if you, know what I'm saying? Like, if you're giving it to me, I ain't going to want to tell you that way.
Yeah, you saying dating multiple, like, that's different than
nah,
being
if
with
he
somebody.
Dating, he's smashing.
Right.
No, you exactly. smashing, but that's different from being a quote-unquote side chick versus a quote-unquote main chick. That's totally different. If you smashing, for real.
If you smashing, you're dating, though. And then you're dating... Like, some people want... Like, as soon as you have sex, you're only having sex with me now.
Right.
And then the second I found out that you're having sex with someone else, we got to break up now, but we were never boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
So we need to get
that's what I'm saying. You have to establish.
We wasn't in a relationship. Right. Because let me find out you got a bitch.
You got to establish those guidelines ahead of time.
No, but it's bullshit. Nobody it's understood. Them, establishing them guidelines is so you can get off on a technicality.
No, I don't technicality.
It is. If we are fucking and you know I'm going to feel some type of way about you fucking someone else, the defense is, you don't have a defense that says,
I can't
we
say
never
it.
Made it exclusive.
No, because I know some
no,
women.
No, you knew who I feel. Yeah. You knew I'm going to feel some type of way about
that. I
can't say
it. Because I honestly have some women that be like, yeah, we just fucking.
But they're okay with they're settling. They
that guy
really
having
that.
Sex with somebody.
It's kind of like, yeah. I can't put shit past nobody. Like, yeah. I want to believe
okay,
you probably obviously. Not fucking, but if you fucking somebody, who am I to get mad? Because it's like...
The other girl that he's fucking. That's
and
who
look,
you
I just
mad.
Feel like you got to speak what the fuck you feel. Ain't nobody going to have a mind reader to be like, oh, well, I feel like if maybe I fuck this person, they're going to feel like, oh, heartbroken. Nah, fuck that. If you tell how you feel up front, there's no miscommunication in between that.
But can, girls,
like, hey,
can girls take that, though?
There's a lot of blame.
Yes!
If you were upfront and honest with them...
Oh, my God.
Say,
no! You was not getting them draws, bro.
No.
If you say that upfront, you was not.
You may not. But if she still fuck, she still gonna be mad. But just all you gotta do is refer to notes. Bitch, you said you wasn't gonna be mad. You just gotta refer to your notes. Hey, look, I got uncles, so I know how this shit go. But
see, that's giving them the excuse.
No,
why
it's not.
Giving them the pass to be dogs.
I'm not giving them the pass to be dogs. All I'm saying, no, because I have friends that all you gotta do is open your fucking mouth. It's not difficult. Yeah.
Is it
open
realistic?
Your fucking mouth.
Is it even
right? It's not realistic though.
For
man,
guys,
shit.
For I know I had a client that was married for 50 years today.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah.
He did a lot of fucking of not her in between.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, and it was assumed. You know,
and
like,
it's not even,
50 years
like, I
didn't say it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You don't have to. Yeah. I know people that have been married that are in situationships, relationships.
Situationships.
Like, it's just human nature. It don't matter what you feel. Like, people gonna do what the fuck they wanna do regardless.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like fucking this nigga today, you're gonna fuck that nigga today.
So you should
you're
lower your expectations because of that, though?
No, I ain't saying you should lower anything. All I'm saying is, if you're a human being... Oh, I'm sorry. You did say nothing. That was a good point.
I can hit it.
All I'm saying is people are going to be people.
Yeah.
I can't put things past.
We're animals at heart.
Goddamn. I can't put things past nobody. I don't. As much as I may love and adore you, you're going to do some fuck shit.
So what are you saying when you make this statement? You say all that to say what?
And as long as you know how to forgive, you can get past it.
Hey,
love that
that's
person.
A statement. And
yeah.
This is a problem.
I got a really good.
No, it's not.
I got a good question. I got a good question. Javilla, go ahead. I got a really good question, though. So I have this this theory, and I think Rashida from Love & Hip Hop is stupid as fuck.
Okay.
All right. Oh, go ahead. Let's talk about this word.
At what point, how many years is it like, okay, he can do that
until
now.
You tired of
I'm gonna kick his ass, you know, and but he knows I'm not gonna break up with him. I'm not gonna break up
it's
with him.
It's just until you tired.
What have they been 17
women,
years?
But women,
years. She, he
women
probably
tell friends that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Girl, I can't tell you when you tired, but when you know, you know. Every woman goes through it.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of lowering your standards or none of that. Like everybody's been cheating on everybody gonna cheat.
Hey, let me put this out here.
Real shit.
I ain't never cheated. Ain't none
cheated.
Of my women ever been cheated on by me.
My brother.
Congratulations.
Let him sell that drink.
It's true.
Right,
no,
exactly.
This is true. I've never cheated.
No, I'm not
saying
that.
But listen, and this is what I'm saying. Mm. Women in Atlanta have been so abused that this is how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
My man is gonna cheat. I gotta be able to forgive him. I gotta wrap my head around it before I even get into it.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm gonna have to forgive him.
So it becomes like the woman's.
Yeah,
that's always.
But it's not just women in Atlanta. It's a woman's standpoint. It's not just women in Atlanta.
It's
everywhere.
I gotta pray that they're outside of Atlanta.
If
don't tell me that.
All right,
bullshit.
All right,
all right,
all right,
I got to pray.
If you can say everything. All right,
let's
be loud. It is going.
Okay. All right. some organization to this. Okay. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go from all this gonna be cut out. So I'm gonna go from each one of y'all. Give your perspective as to Atlanta dating on relationships one by one.
Okay.
Who wanna start?
I'll start.
Well, no. Okay. Man, woman. Opinion. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, Seth. Go ahead.
From a man's perspective, I really think that there's different levels of it. So you can be dating when you're in high school, you can be dating when you're like in college, and you can be dating after college. And I mean, college and after college, it's kind of that age range is where you're kind of really, really looking for things. And everybody's not going to be at the same point of their life at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so that is, I think that's what makes it really, really hard to date. But you have, I think that if you can't hold back and say, fuck it, I'm not going to date anybody else out here anymore, right, because you're going to miss that person that is actually really for you.
In your DMs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They could probably be in your DMs right now, you know. And I think that makes it, I mean, you want to do that. You want to say, you know, fuck it. You know, like, let me take to Christian Mingle or something and try to find something. I'm not dating somebody that
I'm married. I mean, match.com.
Right.
Sleep on it.
Right. Yeah. For sure. And being in Atlanta does actually make it a little bit harder. That's because there's,
it desensitizes you to the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being That's in Atlanta definitely desensitizes you to the bullshit. You want to know another thing that desensitizes you? It's fucking social media.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I get into, if you, I remember my ex-girlfriend, I broke up with her. Well, we broke up and I hopped on IG and met somebody new and was kicking it with them that night. You know, and I mean, to me, she was actually, like, badder. So, I mean, I didn't really feel that void.
I didn't find it all that easy to find somebody on IG.
I wasn't.
I've maybe hooked up on IG one time.
Really?
One time.
I've done it twice.
Yeah.
Not hooked up. Like, we ain't do nothing, but...
I met somebody.
People. Yeah, IG. Just met somebody, like... Yeah.
I met
okay,
a few
like,
people.
Cool, really? Yeah.
Y'all gotta like a couple more pictures.
Easier.
No, like a couple extra pictures.
Tyler, I've done it on Twitter once and Instagram once, so...
Yeah. Take it, I mean, even social media, I'm just saying social media in general, take it back to Facebook.
That's true. Hey, listen.
Oh, my goodness. When it was called the Facebook,
wow,
it was lit.
That's true. Me, I just feel like you can't really, hey, look, cliches are true, and you just got to be a person to either, you just got to learn that humans are going to be humans.
You don't.
Period. You can have, I
disagree with it so much.
And that's fine. You can have expectations because it's always going to come down to the person that you fucking with, your morals and all of the, if y'all vibe, y'all vibe. Then you know what's going on. You don't have to question or ask any other kind of questions about it. But at the same time, you can't put nothing past anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to say until you know the person. You can be with somebody for 10 years and they switch up on you. You just gotta know what you want.
And that's scary. That is scary as fuck.
Hey,
to
look,
think
I've seen
that
it
you can
happen.
Be with somebody for that long.
Yo, I've seen it. No, it's not even
having a baby, got buying the bitch a house.
Yeah.
That ain't
it's,
fucking up.
No,
that's
no.
Not fucking like
up.
You were moving on.
That's yes. Not fucking up. That's so, providing.
Yeah. Rashida is stupid. She should have been gone out of that scenario
yeah. But look,
a
but that's
long
what I'm saying.
Time
like,
ago.
When he DNA test her baby and not this stupid.
No, my God.
So my point exactly. Humans are going to be humans. It don't matter how long you knew somebody.
Uh-huh.
I've met people that got better intentions for me in the last 2-3 years than people that I've known.
For 20.
Listen. Uh-huh. So it's not a matter of lowering your expectations. Know your expectations. And if them people don't meet it, cut them the fuck off. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know.
You're going to live.
You're going to live. You're going to live. You're going to die regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you are. Know what you want. Know what you deserve. If that person don't meet it, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
but that don't mean lower your standards. I never said that. I never said lower your standards. But know that people are always gonna be people and do what's best for them. I've seen it. I've lived
well,
it, liked it, loved it, hated it. That's
true.
Within us.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna do what you want. You're not exactly. You're not worried about how this person gonna feel if I
mm-hmm.
suck this nigga dick.
Well,
you're
not
worried
about it though.
You're not worried about it at
that
moment.
And all
yeah,
that shit.
Right. And at that moment. And at that moment.
5 to 10.
Okay, let's take
it.
Insecure, for example, when she was about to fuck old boy, she wasn't like, what's he gonna think? He at home with no job. She was like, what's he?
She kind of was. She was like, this nigga at home with no job.
She's still just fucking right now.
She thought about it a little bit.
She thought about it for 0.2 seconds and still fucked the nigga. Exactly, because she,
the thought in her head at the time was,
wait, who is this?
But I'm insecure.
Who is this?
I mean, but all I'm saying is,
nah, Lawrence was a buster. Lawrence was a buster. He get his ass off the couch until she popped that pussy for another nigga.
He didn't know though.
That's kind of a testimony.
He was in the show.
They didn't show that he knew. But
all,
your girl is straight, and you
kind of
know.
All I'm saying is, point back to the fuck I was talking about. People gonna be people. You should never. He had his expectations high for her. He didn't lower them for her. He had his expectations high. She was just being fucking human. She wanted the dick. She was like, fuck all of that.
She wasn't being a bomb. He was a bomb.
She was trying to scratch an itch that he wasn't satisfied. Because then, like, he was giving her no money if she was being
Exactly. That's what made her go out.
She wanted the dick. She was being human. She wanted to fuck. All right.
So.
Sorry, my bad.
Here comes a point. No, I'm catching 5 to 10. All right. You want some dick, you better call me, bitch.
All right, so.
Forever.
JK.
My bad.
What's your perception as to why dating is difficult in Atlanta?
I think it's all about options and perspective.
Amen.
I think, you know, it's a lot of options for a young man in Atlanta. It's a lot of options.
Thank you. Keep it a buck.
And, you know,
for a young man, and a lot of options.
And they throwing it.
Yeah. And when they throwing it, you got more options.
You know what I'm saying?
So, coming from another man, it sounds like kind of you're saying it's not actually difficult for us to date in Atlanta.
It's not. You know, you're doing a good job. Got a check. Your feet, you good. Fuck you good.
Is it difficult to date for what you want? Or is it just difficult?
It's easy to find some smash.
But is it what you want?
To find some quality.
Thank you. Yeah. My point. That was my whole point.
It's a whole different thing. And, you know, you got to get to, you got to have the right perspective to think.
That's real.
Am I really feeling this person? Am I trying to grow this person? Power. Am I even in a space where I'm trying to settle down?
You mentioned the most important thing.
Because the ones that are fraudulent are probably the best looking ones. You know what I'm saying?
But he mentioned
probably.
You know what I'm saying? They're probably the ones with the fat ass, big titties, pretty
exactly.
Who want to call you cute. But he mentioned probably the most fraudulent one. So you got to be able to have the willpower to see past that.
But he mentioned the most important part. Am I even willing to move with this?
Like, yeah.
You got to know yourself.
And are you going to meet somebody that's at the same spot at the same time?
As you. Whole point. Moral of the story, you. Are you ready? Not if they ready.
What do you think is, like, you said, like a quality woman, like, so what are some kind of characteristics that you see or that you think make a quality woman up for you, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, a quality woman, I think someone that is on a path to elevate. And elevate could be mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever, you know, whatever she wants out of life, that she's moving towards that. It ain't got to be like she got to be rich. She got to be all financial. I just want you moving in a direction of where you want to be a better person.
That's true.
I want you to have some kind of home skills. I want you to clean.
You need to be able to domesticate.
I want some domestication. That domestic shit counts more than a boss bitch shit.
Very much so.
Oh, good point.
I am a woman who gets this money. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And men do not appreciate that. I've been broken up with because I'm so on the ball.
Yeah.
And they don't they feel like I'm competition. For the man in the relationship. And I don't want to be the man. I want you to be the man. But they don't have the man power. So it always falls through. And I've been broken up with my last 3 attempts at a relationship have failed because of that.
Yeah.
But they didn't measure up.
Damn.
And I made them feel bad about them just being me.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I like how you said attempts in that. Because there's so many attempts. As a woman, like, there's so many. Like, you get to that point, you be like, all right, so. And it don't happen. So
I mean, I'm 31. At this point, I'm weighing him up for husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Could you be my husband? You know what I'm saying? If not, then I don't.
With you being his boss, did he need to be a boss?
Yeah, I mean. You know what, though? With all the bums that I have dated, I feel uncomfortable with saying yes, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and say, no, he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But He needs to be superior in other things. Okay. The way he loves on me needs to not just be mediocre. It needs to be like, he make me feel like I'm the only woman in this world. You know, you need to you need to compensate for what you lack in.
Yeah.
If you don't have the money, you need like to be the man at the house.
That's
like bum.
I was rocking with it. I get where you're coming from.
That's what I'm saying.
But you can have a regular job. I mean, I make.
Mm-hmm.
I
it's not even about a regular job.
So if you have a regular job and you can provide for yourself, that's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. I just don't like, motherfucker, I can't pull up to Wendy's without having to ask you what you want because I know you don't have nothing in your pocket. I don't like them. But the one who can support himself and do a little something for me when he can, I'm good with that because I got the money. Like, I'm good with that.
Well,
I
boss,
just need the love to be right.
The boss got to understand to be right.
Love ain't enough. You ain't ever heard that phrase?
Love ain't enough. You got to understand a man.
They all feel emasculated. They all feel emasculated by me. All of them.
That's because love ain't enough.
So only a bun is really going to like me.
Some people can't turn it off.
We ain't talking about that department. Ego.
I know how men work.
That's major.
I know.
We love that.
That's major.
Stroke it,
baby.
Who don't like that ego stroke?
Right.
But a lot of women don't know how to do that.
That's true.
So we asked a question last week, and it turned into a popular debate. Would you delete all of your social media for the sake of your relationship?
Fuck no. Fuck out of here.
And why?
No. You gonna delete your shit? And we in the same field.
No, I'm saying it's a mutual understanding.
This guy be
mutual. Yeah, we in the same field. Why the fuck would you tell me to do that? I ain't gonna tell you to do that.
Don't all of it.
Would you delete
all of it?
If he asked you to do it,
you can't keep one,
bro. No,
like the personal
I'm not
one,
doing that.
Like, would you delete all your personal?
No, I'm not doing none of that.
If you make for the sake of your relationship. Your business,
no, because if our shit,
my personal stuff can go.
Yeah, it can go.
But my business account, no, because I get. 50% of my business in real estate come from
social
media. Okay.
50% of my business from currency exchange come from social media. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. I need that.
Hey, look, mm-hmm. Same shit I'm doing on personal, same shit I'm doing on business. So, like, fuck no. Unless you're going to delete your shit, too, I fuck out of here. Not doing that.
So, if Q does delete all of his social media, you're going to delete all of yours?
Why am I doing that?
Exactly. Moving right along.
Strong note right here.
Like, it's a strong-ass note. Like, I don't see why we got on social media. Like I'm here with you all the fucking time. Why do I gotta delete my social media for that?
Yeah, that it is.
That's
like,
my whole point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the fuck going on, do they?
Yeah. So you're saying it's kind of like a trust issue or like an insecurity if somebody would ask you that.
No, it is. It seriously is. It is.
You feel like somebody from the cyber world can pull me and you in my face.
Yeah, I would never ask somebody to do that.
It's like I'm here, like all the time.
I won't be friends with my significant other on social media though.
Yeah, it's certain things that I would do.
Yes. Oh my goodness. This is true.
You never even start that bad habit.
Yeah.
Not start off on social media.
Like the DMs and shit, like I understand how those can get a little I can understand how those can get out of hand. I get that. But if I'm here and I'm being 100 with you, like, you can go through my DMs, like, we good. We got no issues. We got no problems. Yeah.
It's a curse. Like,
my thing is, don't ask me to do some shit that you wouldn't do. If you're not, if you haven't already deleted your shit and you're going to ask me to delete mine, don't ask me.
But what if they did delete it? Are you going to delete
it? If they
did,
then that's cool.
So you're going to delete it?
I'll delete it. Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. And I let you rock with it. Right. Don't mean that's the rule for me.
That too. That too. Because that was your choice. You chose to delete your shit.
But if I ask you to do, if you were dating,
if we're here,
if I ask you to do something, do it.
And we're on a mutual, like, we're going to delete that social media. We'll delete it. But,
that
extra shit. Yeah, no.
I'm letting tip the tap.
No.
Because I don't mind a wandering eye. You gonna
just looking, liking
look
a couple,
a bitch and it don't
liking a couple pictures.
But I know that he does not feel that same way.
Oh my goodness!
So
it's
because
not.
Just because you
what the
say?
Fuck you liking this nigga picture for?
I mean, exactly. So I don't. It doesn't bother me.
This what you want?
It doesn't have to.
It's got to go both ways.
It doesn't have to. It's all in the confidence level.
I am such a double standard.
I'm just kidding. Sometimes I like shit. I don't. I like it because I'm like, oh, that shit was funny. Or like, oh, okay, yeah. I get it. But I don't really like it to be liking it. But it just, hey, man. It's you and y'all. I'm telling you, you and whoever you with, y'all gotta be here.
Absolutely.
Like all the above.
You gotta be able to separate real life from social.
Between what y'all dealing with. Yeah. If you can't, then everybody pretending. And if everybody pretending,
it ain't even real.
You don't gotta be for real.
Right. Oh, shit.
Let's catfish a relationship. Let's catfish everything. Yeah. We happy, we good. Right.
So this is a new generation, though. Like, this is a new generation. This is a new thing that we are being faced with today is dating in the age of social media. I mean, no other generation has had to do
this. You're living in an age where, like, saving face is more important than what y'all have going on at home. And I told myself this as a child. Like, I will never be in a broken home. Never. And that means, like, I'm not going to sit here and be fake happy for every fucking body. I've seen way too many people do it. It's very apparent on social media. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be this person that's just, oh, cheat, me and bae, nah, fuck that. Like, I'm not doing it. I ain't saying I'm going to blast my shit, but I'm not going to be up here taking pictures if we ain't good.
If y'all ain't happy.
Good. It don't make sense to.
And if that... Day.
I'm not posting no day. Fucking day. Because I don't want them to cut your ass out in the next 20 minutes. Emoji. I don't want, no, I'm not posting day. Like, if our shit ain't good, it ain't good.
But y'all living together still.
I don't give a fuck. People live together.
If y'all
all the time.
Still living together and y'all going to date, I mean, y'all having a good conversation.
Y'all still doing shit together?
I got a question. The guy who never posts his significant other, is he a cheater?
I haven't.
I've been walking up for a year. I haven't.
I haven't posted a significant other in 5 years. And that don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
See, what's that whole matter?
That's a hard argument.
I see. No.
If you do not post your significant other,
I can see both sides. If my girl was like, why you never posted me?
Because we don't want no other girl to get in the middle of your business.
Girls are out there. How is another girl getting in our business?
Because no. If we post our girl, right? Let's say we post our girl. Let's say just to say we out at a state park. You got 100 girls who look at your picture. And they gonna find some way to be messy and throw some shit into it. And she gonna look at it and
maybe even throw some shade.
Throw some shit in it, like what?
Like a comment, shade? Like a random comment. They gonna make your girl double take. Like, oh,
and
she's
that's
cute.
True. That's true.
Or she'll be like, oh, y'all
that's
like,
fine. Okay, that's
so
it just
come at the word. Hold on.
Let me ask my fellas. What does it mean when a girl puts a comment under your picture? Oh, well, she's cute. What does that mean to y'all?
That's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
It's spite. It's spite.
It's shade.
See?
Is it shade? All right,
so.
But it's shade that don't nobody care about. It's shade we like, yeah, bitch, I am.
She knows she's cute.
Right.
She with me, she knows she bad.
So,
all I'm saying is, if you know what the fuck going on at home, social media shouldn't matter.
That's
like,
real.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
I feel like you make your relationship public.
Exactly.
You're opening it up for public scrutiny.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And for public people to come into your relationship.
That's why you don't.
Only if what's going on at home ain't real.
I'm exactly. That's what I'm about to say. That only applies if you
If it ain't going home at real, don't put. Because I'm a petty motherfucker. I'll start double tapping and being like, oh, that's cute. I'll say little stupid shit like that.
My whole
only,
point.
But only point. If you don't know that what you got going home ain't real.
Realistically,
people only put highlights on social media anyway.
That too.
Regardless, if you're single or you're in a relationship,
that too.
So you're not gonna be right here. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
To
your old lady or something like that. You're not gonna do that. So you're only gonna show the highlights. You're only gonna show these vacations. You're only gonna show
the good parts.
When we in canoe, you know.
So I have a question. Does that bring to light that everything you see ain't true? Or what is it? Believe only half of what you
hear. Yeah.
Mm.
Believe none of what you see, only half of what you hear. Has that become like a true?
It'd be the same girl. Right, it'd be the same women that posting their dudes.
Yeah.
Same women that's posting their dudes be the same ones that's in your DMs or trying to say what's up with you.
Right.
Or trying to make their way in by asking for some advice. You don't want no motherfucking advice. You just trying to get close.
Same chick you see creeping. Same chick. Kissing them on the cheek on IG.
See, that shit, this is why, that social media shit.
So I don't blame social media.
This segment was, shout out to social media.
I don't blame social media. People ain't shit.
Shout out to social media.
And,
All right, so before we do our 1 minute rant, does anybody have anything they want to get off their chest or they want to talk about?
Me, right now, I gotta go pee, so I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I want a shot.
That too.
All right, so I guess this wraps it up. We're just gonna go around the table real quick, shout out our social media handles. I want y'all to continue to support, like, share, and tune into Ebonics Podcast. You can find us on SoundCloud as well as iTunes and the Apple Podcasting. You can follow us on IG at it's Ebonics Podcast, cut off the ATL, but I'm representing Atlanta. But for the IG, it's Ebonics Podcast. And thank y'all for tuning in. I want to just go around the table and let everybody shout out their social media handles where they can find them. And go.
Hey, find me on iGrind4AV12. It said the CEO, you already know the voice. That's my IG, and that's my Snap. You can find me in real life, too. You know where I be at. Cheese.
It's Jamila of Hurt Imports. You can find me on IG at Hurt Imports ATL or Snapchat, Dirty Red Double R underscore 8. Or
I got so many.
Shout them all out. Tell them all.
MUA on IG as well.
Hey,
it's Jonathan King, Realtor at J King International. You can find me on my personal page, Mr.Jonathan.King. That's MR.JonathanKing. That's where you'll see my personal life, all of my real estate chronicles. And also, you can find my clothing brand on IG at Currency Exchange Premium. And you can catch me on Snapchat at JKINGINTL on Snapchat, J King International.
That boy out here slinging mansions. You need a mansion? I'll
have them. I'm just moving bricks.
He ain't moving bricks. Real bricks.
For real. All
right, just waiting on Cheyenne. After she, yeah.
Oh, we didn't get to talk about Cap. I was looking forward to that.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah.
I can insert sure that, too. I could plug that in.
Yeah, and Virginia, too. I had put that on somewhere. Yeah. Thought Virginia going ham right now.
Marshawn Lynch sat for the national anthem.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's clear.
They got to do something, man, because they got to do something.
It's gonna take the major stars. It's not going to be JoJo at the end of the bench with number 63 or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It needs to be major. Niggas is pushing the cap.
Emphasis on cap.
Exactly. No pun intended. But you know what I'm saying? They got to be major players, and they got to be all across the board. Mm-hmm. MLB, NBA,
like Marshawn Lynch.
And it's got to be a mixture of white players too. Because if it was Tom Brady, come on, man, he would be America's next hero, man. Exactly. He'd be like a war hero.
If Tom Brady did that, he would be in the history book.
Yeah, that sucks. Why does it take another white person?
Yeah, true.
And that's the sad part about it, because that just lets you know that we're not necessarily equal in that perception of owners.
We're never going to be equal.
I think you're right, JK. I think it's going to take a lot of the star players to take a stand, the opposite of take a stand, take a knee in this situation, you know? And I think it's also going to take some people boycotting the NFL, like not by jerseys.
Do you really think that would ever happen?
It's tough.
You know, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Because even if the best players on the field boycott, it's going to be a dude from that's trying to get in the league, that's willing to jump in, the backup going to step in. Mm-hmm. They trying to feed their family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or just somebody that's like, I just like the fucking jersey. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, but a loss is a loss. If they lose money annually, it hurts. They feel it.
They feel it.
They feel it.
Yeah. I think it's going to take something similar to the NBA lockout. Yeah, something similar to the NBA lockout a bunch of years ago that happened in the NFL is that still going to stop police brutality?
Like that ratio of don't quote me exactly, but they were talking about the ratio between people that choose to go vegan and people that don't, about killing animals and the environment and all that shit. It's the same thing, capitalism, because it's all that is a money pot anyway. So it just takes, for every 10 or so people that's choosing to go one way, there's like a thousand times more that's choosing not to. So it's just a matter of, I don't even know what it's going to take, but you just got to keep recognizing that ratio.
Y'all,
it's
gonna take a lot. Hillary didn't win. Let me remind you of that. Hillary didn't win.
That is crazy to me.
Hillary, right, exactly. So
Hillary won shit either.
It's going to take a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I was really. Because
that surprised. Brought in the whole nation, and it still was just, right. We still got Trump.
Yeah, we're still here. We're not, I don't know
what it's going to take.
Changing, politically, our structure as far as buying black. You know, we all had that one day. What was it, last year or 2 years ago? When we all went to a black bank and opened accounts. Mm-hmm. It takes more than just a day. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're so used to seeing that overnight success, and we're pacified by rap and shit like that.
This is trickle down from slavery. We won't overcome it until we see ourselves.
Right.
But as us as black people, we don't see ourselves. We feel like we got to go spend our money with these white folks for it to be right, for it to be luxury. But don't get me started.
As much as I love the NFL, I think the first step is going to be boycotting the NFL.
You just gotta be the change you want to see, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's true.
In all aspects of
that. But you gotta be consistent. You can't be like, oh, well, anybody else? Everybody's doing it. Even if nobody's doing it, you fucking doing it. So fuck it.
I might sneak a play or two. Watch your play or two.
Come on, don't be happy. You're going to be on YouTube.
Build that ESPN app.
Right?
Last
night.
The Falcons win.
Right.
Social media, everybody's shouted out theirs. So go ahead and shout out.
Oh, yeah, because I went to the bathroom. Well, my name is Cheyenne. I go by the name of Cheyenne XO. It's Cheyenne XO, if you don't know. And you guys can follow me that on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My name is Cheyenne Matthews. And anything else you want to follow, keep me posted. I'll be here. Shout out to the Ebonics podcast. I'll be at Sundresses and Sangria on August 25th. That's on a Friday at the Music Room on Edgewood Live. Y'all can catch me there. And other than that, that's all I got. So keep tuned for my podcast. That'll be coming up. I got a lot of things coming up. So just fuck with me.
That sounds fun. Sundresses and Sangria.
Sundresses are real life. Sundresses are real life.
That's a time.